CQ, 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 calling all the radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 28th of January 2024, and here's the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at romeosierragolfbravo.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB election deadline is coming up. RSGB Builder Radio workshops planned at Bletchley Park. Registration for SOS Radio Week is open. The deadline for nominations in the RSGB elections is next Wednesday, the 31st of January. If you would like to stand for the one elected director role, or for any of the eight regional representative vacancies, you will need to complete the nomination progress by 23:59 UTC on Wednesday. Full details of the process are on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/election. The Society would encourage anyone with a passion for amateur radio and a desire to support the amateur radio community to look at the candidate information and consider stepping forward for one of these roles. You'll find full information about the skills and experience needed in the candidate packs, and there is still time for an informal chat about the roles and responsibilities, if you'd like one. Don't delay. Late applications won't be accepted. As part of its British Science Week activities, the RSGB is organising two Builder Radio workshops at Bletchley Park on Sunday the 17th of March. Funded by the Radio Communications Foundation, these fun workshops are a great way for young people to try a practical amateur radio activity. The sessions are for youngsters aged 11 to 18 who will build their own VHF-FM broadcast receiver using simple tools. The workshops cost £11 for the participant, and if you are an adult accompanying a participant who is aged 16 or under, you will receive free admission to Bletchley Park. These workshops are always very popular, so book now if you know a youngster who would like to take part. Go to the Bletchley Park website at bletchleypark.org.uk, then choose the What's On option from the top right-hand menu. SOS Radio Week is an annual event that takes place throughout the month of May to celebrate the work of the volunteers from the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, independent lifeboats and National Coast Watch stations around the British Isles. Members of these organisations save many people who are in danger along and around the thousands of miles of coastline and further out to sea. This year is the 200th anniversary of the founding of the RNLI, so SOS Radio Week is being branded SOS Radio Week 200 for those operators who are supporting the RNLI during the event. Participants can operate from home, a public location, or a lifeboat or coast watch station, with the appropriate authorisation from the station manager. A commemorative certificate will be available to all official stations that record their contacts on the website, together with awards to the top individual and club or group stations on each band from 160 metres to 70 centimetres. Registration for individual and group operators is now open via sosradioweek.org.uk. The RSGB has released a further three presentations from its 2023 convention. In the first, Professor Simon Watts, G3XXH, gives a fascinating presentation about VHF airborne radar and the design and performance of these early systems in World War II. The other two presentations focus on the World Radio Sport Team Championship, which the UK will be hosting in 2026. The WRTC is held every 4 years and is considered to be the Olympic Games of radio contesting. At the RSDB convention, WRTC Chair Mark Haynes, M0DXR, gave an overview of what is being planned and how people can get involved, either as a spectator, volunteer or competitor, even referee. John Warburton, G4IRN, gave his perspective on what it's like to be a WRTC referee. The full WRTC planning team also gave an update recently on an RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar. You can see all these presentations on the RSGB YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheRSGB. Radcom Basics aims to help newcomers to amateur radio develop their knowledge and experience. Others enjoy reading it, as it helps remind them of things they've forgotten or practice a skill they may not have used for a while. The January 2024 issue of Radcom Basics is now available. It contains articles that provide advice on getting started with bunkers on the air, working on the 160 and 80 meter bands, constructing a multi-band vertical antenna, and more. You can find Radcom Basics at rsgb.org/radcom-basics. The latest issue of Radcom Plus, the online magazine for the more technically minded radio amateur, was published this week. The first article by Tom Aldred, VA7TA, is about how to make a protection filter for an SDR or VNA. Following this is a contribution from Shelton Hutchison, N6JJA, who discusses how to make a really effective antenna noise canceller. You may recall the article by Andy G0FVI in October's Radcom, which discussed the principles of antenna noise cancellation. Sheldon investigates exactly how the canceller should work, and his investigations have resulted in his superior design, which you can construct for yourself. The third article by Michael Toa, K3MT, is all about understanding the relationship between a train of square pulses and the harmonic content of its frequency spectrum. Not with complicated mathematics, but by using a entirely diagrammatic approach. Those less familiar with mathematics might especially find this article helpful. This issue of Radcom Plus ends with Andy Nahan, G4HUE, discussing the design of analog power amp supplies. Members of the RSGB can access Radcom Plus via rsgb.org/radcom-plus. Now for details of rallies and events. The Canvey Rally will be held on Sunday the 4th of February at Cornelius van Muiden School, Dinant Avenue, Canvey, Essex, postcode Sierra Sierra 89 Quebec Sierra. The rally is expected to be the usual hive of activity with plenty of traders on site. For more information, contact Richard Stanley on 07725-551-263 or email golf7oscarecho-delta@icloud.com. The Mid-Cars Radioactive Rally will be held on Sunday the 11th of February at Nantwich Civic Hall, Market Street, Nantwich, postcode Charlie Whiskey 5, 5 Delta Golf. The doors open at 10 a.m. and admission is £5. There will be a wide variety of traders, all covering every aspect of amateur radio. Raffles will be held throughout the rally, refreshments and snacks will be available in the hall, and parking is immediately adjacent to the venue. Now the special event news. The Radio Club of Haiti is on the air until the 31st of January with special call sign Hotel Hotel 2200 Yankee. The station is active to celebrate Haiti's 220th anniversary of independence. Operators are active on the 160 to 10 meter bands using CW, FT8 and SSB, QSL via N200. Listen out for special event station Tango Mike 2-1 Alpha Alpha Whiskey, which will be on the air from the 4th to the 18th of February 2024. The station is active to celebrate the 21st Antarctic Activity Week. Activity will be on the 40 to 10 metre bands, QSL by F8 DVD, direct or via the Bureau. For more information about Antarctic Activity Week, visit Whiskey Alpha Papa, Oscar November, Lima, India, November Echo, .it. Now the DX News. Matthias, DL4MM, will be active as Papa Force, Fast Delta Lima 4 Mike Mike, and Papa 4-0 Alpha Alpha from Aruba, SA036, until Wednesday the 31st of January. He will operate CW, SFD and digital modes on the 160 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World, or via DL4MM. Elvira, India Victor 3, Foxtrot Sierra Golf, is active as Zulu Delta 7 Zulu from St Helena, AF022, until the 4th of February. She is operating SSV, CW, RITI, FT8 and FT4 in the 160 to 6 meter bands, QSL via Club Logs OQRS. Paper cards can be sent direct to IK2DUW. Now the contest news. The CQ 160m DX contest started at 2200 UTC on Friday the 26th and ends at 2200 UTC today, the 28th, using CW on the 160m band, the exchange of signal report and CQ zone. American stations send their state and Canadian stations send their province. The British Amateur Radio Teledata Group, RITI Sprint, started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 27th and ends at 1200 UTC today, 28th. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's serial number. On Wednesday the 31st, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80 meter contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. Using CW on the 80 meter band, the exchange is your 6 character locator. The UK 6 meter group Winter Marathon began on Friday the 1st of December last year. The contest will run until the 31st of January this year. Using all modes on the 6 meter band, the exchange is signal report and locator. And on Sunday the 4th of February, the 432 MHz Affiliated Societies contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC. Using all modes on the 70 cm band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 25th of January 2024. Last week, a coronal mass ejection, or CME, was predicted to be heading our way. In the end, it came to nothing. The CME observed on the 20th of January was expected to pass Earth and deliver possible G2 storm conditions, but a solar wind enhancement, possibly associated with a plasma cloud passing near Earth, saw the KP index rise to only 3.67 on Wednesday the 24th. The many solar flares and associated coronal mass ejections over the past few days makes it difficult to give a reliable geomagnetic forecast. Over the past 7 days, there have been more than 60 C-class and 18 M-class flares, which is typical for this point in the solar cycle. Sunspot-wise, though, the solar flux index has remained high, being more than 170 all week. Critical frequencies have often been exceeding 11 MHz during daylight hours, which means the 30 meter band as well as the 40 meter band should be open around the UK. However, nighttime critical frequencies have fallen below 4 MHz, meaning that even the 80 meter band struggles at times. We mentioned last week that the NCDXF beacon, VK6RBP, in Australia had been heard on 28.2 MHz. If you've copied VK6RBP, you might be interested in trying for some of the other low-power Australian beacons on the 10-meter band. Try listening for the 8-watt VK4LA/B on 28.206 MHz in Brisbane, or perhaps the 10-watt VK4RST, which is 550 kilometres northwest of Brisbane, on 28.266 MHz. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the range 155 to 175. Geomagnetic conditions are forecast to be quiet, other than on the 29th of January, when the KP index is predicted to rise to 3. But, as always, keep an eye on solarham.net for a near real-time report. And now the VHF and up-propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. Today, 28th, the UK is recovering from the two named storms and just getting settled into moving high pressure across northern France, with a second centre crossing central Britain early next week. This offers a chance of droppers, especially in the south, while fronts continue to affect Scotland. After the middle of the coming week, a more unsettled pattern returns with fronts crossing the country, which might bring some rain scatter for the gigahertz bands, but in general the picture remains unsettled into the end of the week and doesn't look too exciting for the 432 MHz affiliated society contest on Sunday the 4th. Other propagation modes that are worth considering are all relatively low-key in the transition into February. This means that meteor scatter is best looked for in the early pre-dawn period when random meteor activity peaks. The other chance might be aurora, and this is simply about checking the behaviour of the KP index, which measures the disturbance of the Earth's magnetic field by solar activity. KP indices higher than 6 are a good sign for aurora. We are in a quiet period for sporadic E propagation. For EME operators, moon declination is positive and falling, going negative again on the 30th. Path losses reach their maximum at apogee on Monday the 29th and start to fall again. 144 MHz sky noise is low all week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. Once again, I'm omitting net news from the local news, starting with the Southwest. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7 p.m. and the Society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7 p.m. Contact is Sue, info@fox.romeo/alpha-romeo-sierra.co.uk. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. Info from Matt 20FNT 0730 554 9614. On Thursday, South Bristol Amateur Radio Club will be undertaking shack clearance work from 8 p.m. Visit sbarc.co.uk for more information about the club. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Contact is Terry M0TJX, Secretary at Tango Sierra Golf Alpha Romeo Charlie .uk or on the phone 07889208090. Yeovil Amateur Radio Club is meeting on Thursday to discuss two-element beam antennas. See yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com for more information about the club. Contact is via secretary@yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com. And for South Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 2nd of February at Hirwine YMCA Hall, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 449 Romeo Bravo, from 6 p.m. Contact is Enan Miles, 2W0IWM, info@aberdareradio.club. Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. Contact is Brian, GW4DVB, info@aberkenfigradioclub.co.uk. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 6:30 p.m. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900560080. Cwmbrannu District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Henceith Village Hall, postcode November Papa 44, 6 Juliet Zulu. Contact is Ken Smith, 07411-595-103, or Mike Charlie Zero Yankee Alpha Delta dot club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Ruvino Recreation Club, Lonnydale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. Newport Amateur Radio Society will be meeting at the Society's Clubhouse from 7 p.m. on Thursday. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrett Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 417 Sierra Yankee, on Tuesdays. More information about the Society can be found by visiting Gulf Whiskey 2 Foxtrot Oscar Foxtrot .co.uk, and the contact is John GW4BUZ 01443-432-542. And Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Thursday from 7 until 9 p.m. at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Glebelands Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, postcode November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. And the contact is via Uskside Alpha Romeo Charlie dot Newport at gmail.com. And up in Gloucester, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society members are having an informal meeting on Monday. And contact is Anne, 2E1GKY, 01242-699-595, join the day. Or look at golf4alphayankeemike.org.uk. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, Romeo Sierra Golf Bravo dot Oscar Romeo Golf. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week. Keep safe from the GB2RS news team.